It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Your voice, your vote. 14 days until election week. Get breaking updates and smart analysis on KSL News Radio, Utah's all day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have broken clouds. It's 71 degrees. KSL's top story.
Utah's coronavirus spike.
Intensive care units in northern and southern Utah are reaching their capacity. The hospitals say it's because of the rise in COVID-19 cases. Some health care officials expect this problem's going to get worse. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
There are two different intensive care units at University Hospital, a surgical ICU and a medical ICU, and both were full on Friday.
That ICU bed number, it can change from day to day, from hour to hour.
University Health spokesperson Kathy Willett says they were around 80 to 90% full Monday morning. But based on trends of new cases, they do expect to be at capacity again. Plus, Intermountain Healthcare spokesperson Jess Gomez says they had to open a surge ICU in their Dixie Regional Medical Center.
We'll continue to monitor it across the state at all of our hospitals.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
President Trump is using pandemic fatigue to try and boost his momentum heading into Election Day. Maria Chaleos is live with the story at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, with just 15 days until the election, President Trump is campaigning in as many battleground states as possible. During his rally in Arizona, the president took aim at his Democratic opponent and his own top infectious disease expert.
COVID, pandemic. You know why they're trying to talk everybody out of voting? People aren't buying it, CNN. They're not buying it.
Meantime, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is accusing the president of bad behavior in the fight to end the pandemic.
He is holding rallies with thousands of people, not encouraging mask wearing, not wearing a mask himself.
In the nation's capital, negotiations continue on more stimulus funding. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says the ball is back in House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's court.
We've made an extremely good faith offer. Hopefully she'll recognize that and her colleagues will recognize that.
Meadows says there's still some hope that there could be a deal on more funding within days. A spokesperson for Nancy Pelosi says both sides have narrowed their differences. And parts of southern Alaska are under a tsunami warning after a reported magnitude 7.4 earthquake off Sand Point. People in the coastal areas are being asked to move to higher ground. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 402, the Sigma Chi fraternity at the University of Utah is apologizing after part of the Hogel Zoo was vandalized Saturday. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce says it started when the frat bought the last 150 tickets for the zoo's Boo Lights event.
The zoo accuses frat members of drinking in the parking lot and leaving behind a lot of smashed bottles and cans. They also say Halloween pumpkins had their faces smashed in and will need to be recarved. Added to that, a knife was flashed at a carousel operator. The zoo had to close an hour early because of what happened, meaning they lost some money on this. However, the fraternity is called to say they're sorry and wants to make things right.
Salt Lake City Police and the U are investigating, though it's unclear if the school will discipline the frat. The State Department of Wildlife Services is warning hunters and fishermen to be on the lookout for toxic algae. 14 different bodies of water in Utah are under warnings about toxic algae blooms. Hunters should steer clear themselves, keeping their dogs away, too, and to make sure to clean waterfowl and fish as well, along with discarding the guts. That's the advice. Latest polling in the race for Congress in Utah's 4th District shows the seat is even closer. It's still a toss-up. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz now from the KSL Elections Desk.
New polling from the Deseret News and the Hinckley Institute of Politics shows Republican Burgess Owens is up 1 percentage point, 46% to 45%, on Congressman Ben McAdams.
A 1-point lead in the poll with a 3.5-point margin of error is a tie. This race is even at the moment.
Pollster Scott Rasmussen says getting their respective parties to turn out to vote will be one of the major factors to impact the race. So will the presidential race.
If something happens in Thursday's debate or something else in the campaign that moves the national mood 1 or 2 points in either direction, that could be decisive in this race.
From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Tonight on KSL, we'll air the second congressional district debate. Three people on the stage for that one: incumbent Republican Chris Stewart, Democrat Cale Weston, and Libertarian J. Robert Latham. The debate's at 6 o'clock. And you'll hear a recap and analysis on Utah's Morning News with Tim and Amanda tomorrow morning when you wake up. KSL News Time 4:05. Utahns get to decide whether 59 judges will retain their seats this year. But how do you know who should stay? The Utah Judicial Performance Commission takes a look at 8 different categories, grades these judges, and then tells you.
There are 8 standards. They have to pass legal ability, our integrity and judicial temperament standard, communication skills. They need to not have disciplinary issues and pass our look at how well they treat people in court. They need to keep up with their education and rule in a timely manner, things like that. So we look at all of those standards and present all of that information to voters.
Jennifer Yim says all those recommendations are stored online. You can find them at judges.utah.gov. KSL News Time 4:05, the Monday rush. Ricky, do we have any trouble spots?
Well, we do have this accident. It is starting to cause just a little bit of slowing in certain directions of the Spaghetti Bowl. That's what we call the I-80-201 junction along I-15 right in the heart of the valley. The crash is actually on the right shoulder, westbound I-80, as you are approaching the I-15 junction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Ricky, this ever happened to you? You know the melody, you just can't remember the name of the song.
It's just right there on the tip of your tongue, and you just can't get it.
Help is on the way. My minute of news is next.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.